I was in the supermarket the other day when I sensed this very disturbed presence right behind me. So I thought, well, you should never look at a crazy person directly. So I thought, I'll just keep looking at these tuna fish cans, pretending to be engrossed in whether they're in oil or in water, and the person will go away. But instead, wham, she brings her fist down on my head and screams, "Would you move, asshole?" Now, why did she do that? She hadn't even said, "Would you please move," at some initial point, so I would have known what her problem was. I mean, analysing it, this woman probably had some really horrible life story that, you know, kind of explained how she got to this point in time. But it was my head she was hitting, and it's just so unfair. The next day, to pay Mr. Twit back for the frog trick, Mrs. Twit sneaked out into the garden and dug up some worms. She chose big, long ones and put them in a tin and carried the tin back to the house under her apron. At 1 o'clock, she cooked spaghetti for lunch and she mixed the worms in with the spaghetti, but only on her husband's plate. The worms didn't show because everything was covered with tomato sauce and sprinkled with cheese.
"Hey, my spaghetti's moving," cried Mr. Twit, poking around in it with his fork.
"It's a new kind,"
Mrs. Twit said, taking a mouthful from her own plate, which of course had no worms.
"It's called squiggly spaghetti. It's delicious. Eat it up while it's nice and hot."
Mr. Twit started eating, twisting the long tomato-covered strings around his fork and shoveling them into his mouth. No one saw them move in. In December, when the police finally managed to track down the driver of the moving truck, he didn't have much to tell. In his records, he had only noted the 18th of October, Norrköping, Blackaberry, Stockholm. He recalled that it was a father and a daughter, a pretty girl. Oh, and another thing, they had almost no furniture. A couch, an armchair, maybe a bed. An easy job, really. And they wanted it done at night. That seemed real important. Has anything happened? The driver was informed of the events, of whom he had had in his truck. I'll be damned. He was the one who would move them in, the man and his daughter. He wasn't going to tell anyone about it, not for as long as he lived.